Hello, summertime.
Finally. Can we just have it nice and warm like summer's supposed to be? Not too hot, just warm.
It was like chilly last night.
Yes, it was.
And I'm kind of liking this where it's 70-ish. I'd like it like 80. I'd like it 80 during the day, but I've been liking these cool nights.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother me. That's kind of like California weather, isn't it? Where it's cooler at night.
Yeah. I think most places cool down a bit at night, don't
they? But this is like considerable.
Yeah.
You know, you think of our hot, sticky summer days when it's 90 some degrees.
That's too hot.
And then at night, it's like 90 some degrees.
I would like Tom Skilling to set our temperature gauge so that in the daytime it's 75 and at night it's 65.
Can he do that?
Yeah, he can. It's Tom Skilling, the most powerful of all weathermen. Did you see this kid in North Carolina? He's an 11-year-old boy. Braden Smith is his name.
I know this kid.
And did you know him prior to the story or just after the story?
I want to know him better.
There was an intruder. Intruder alert. Intruder alert. An intruder was coming into his window, which intruders will do. And Braden Smith fended him off with his machete.
Okay, first of all,
wow!
What kid has their own machete?
I don't have my own. I didn't as a kid, and now as an adult, I do not. I'm not allowed to have a machete.
Was it on the wall,
I have a
like
spork.
On display?
If an intruder came in through my window, I would spork him.
You could be dangerous with a spork.
I am dangerous with a spork, Wendy. I'm not one to tout my own spork, but I seriously, if a guy comes through my window, prepare to be sporked.
Boy, if that's not a deterrent, I don't know what is.
It says here, this is from the internet, where I get many of my stories. It's an incredible story that took an incredulous turn. An 11-year-old North Carolina boy went after a home intruder with a machete. That's the noise a machete makes.
Yeah, but then there's the clunk of it hitting its
head.
Can you
do that noise? That's harder to do, Michael Winslow. That's
subtle. Either a door unlocking or a machete going into someone's head.
He wounded the man in the head, but after being treated for the injury, the suspect escaped. Oh, that's the worst when you have an intruder that escapes.
After being treated?
It says that, and the timeline seems awkward there, doesn't it?
Did the kid, you know, whack him with the machete and then go, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Right.
Mom, we need a Band-Aid.
Please, this man's in peril.
Actually, he was there alone, I believe.
This intruder,
right?
He was. ABC 11 has the timeline, which begins Friday morning in Mabane. Have you been to Mabane? What is that? I'm guessing it's in North Carolina. I'm guessing. Braden Smith was home alone when... That's what it's like. It's like a very vicious version of Home Alone.
No marbles, just a machete.
Right. Although even in Home Alone, remember the part where Daniel Stern got an iron to the face?
It was pretty violent when you look back at it.
Oh, it was so violent. And I remember sitting in the theater for Home Alone 1, and when he gets the iron to the face, the crowd, they're laughing, and I'm going, oh my God, you guys, it's an iron to the face.
It was pretty funny.
That hurts.
Yet violent.
So violent. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says that she called out that the house was empty.
What?
Braden Smith was home alone when a woman knocked at the door. Orange County Sheriff's Office said she called out that the house was empty. So she knocks at the door. There's no response. So this woman says, house is empty. That's where we stand. CNN reports, Jadavon Deshaun Hall allegedly broke in through the window and forced Braden into a closet using a homeowner's pellet gun. The homeowner's pellet gun. So obviously they had a pellet gun laying somewhere in the house. This house is filled with weaponry. You know how when you walk through the house in Clue, you go, oh, no, there's a revolver and a lead pipe and a rope. This house is like the house from Clue. There's weapons everywhere. So he puts Braden in a closet. Nobody puts Braden in a closet.
That's right, Bill.
But Braden escaped, took a machete off the wall.
Oh, it's off the wall on display in the closet, evidently.
Who's got a machete just on display?
Michonne.
Right.
From The Walking Dead.
She has a katana.
Yeah, they're similar, aren't they?
They're very similar. They're in the same weaponry family.
In the sword category.
A sword family. Isn't that crazy? You would just... Like, I don't even know what... Like, if people were coming through the house, how do you... What do you say to them? Look, there. Well, there's my machete. I would not want to break into this house.
That should be a deterrent. Seriously, if you go in there and see a machete, you're like, these are crazy people. I'm not going to... Yeah.
I'm going to somebody else's house. A scuffle ensued, Wendy, until Hall allegedly realized that he was injured. So the guy who had been macheted says, oh, no, I've been macheted. We've all said that at some point. He then sought treatment at UNC Hospital in Hillsboro and was moved to UNC Hospital in Chapel Hill. That's where they've got the really good machete ward. If you've ever had, you know this because you've had machete injuries. Go to a hospital that specializes in machete injuries. Don't just go to any hospital. Make sure it's a 5-machete-starred hospital, because you'll thank me later.
Do they have a machete wing?
Yes. Yes, they do. A slew of warrants were issued, including ones for breaking and entering and assault on a child younger than 12. Because keep in mind that this boy, Braden, is 11.
Brave Braden.
The sheriff's office says it was supposed to be alerted when Hall was ready for discharge, but that didn't happen. UNC Healthcare puts the responsibility for what happened next on the sheriff's office. A nurse found Hall's room empty around 8 p.m. This on Friday. The surveillance video captured him leaving the hospital in only his gown and socks.
That's not a good look.
No, you want to wear better clothing or you'll be macheted again. Braden's mom was furious. She says, this guy that could have killed my son is on the loose. She told WTVD. He remained that way until 1 p.m. on Sunday. Now, the attack originally happened, what did I say, on Friday? So this is a couple days later. He remained that way until 1 p.m. on Sunday when ABC News reports that Hall was arrested in Burlington at the Coat Factory. He didn't want to just walk around in a gown, Wendy.
He said, a coat.
The weather is so unpredictable here. I'm going to get myself a good coat, but at a reasonable price.
Maybe pick up a pair of shoes as
right.
well.
Right. I just have my gown and socks. I'm going to get a matching coat and shoes.
And Sansibelt. They sell those there.
They have Sansibelt
slacks. At least
slacks. Hagar. Right. As for Braden's bravery, he tells ABC 11 he knew that the pellet gun was unloaded.
Ah.
That's what you do, Wendy. You leave out like a decoy pellet gun so that the intruder thinks they have the advantage. But, you know, if you have a machete and an unloaded pellet gun, you know who's going to win that battle. He knew the pellet gun was unloaded and recalled advice that his dad had given him after their home was broken into a few years earlier. His dad's advice... If they come in the door, you let them have it. That's solid advice. They showed his dad on the news.
And
his dad, I know this sounds awful, but before they showed his dad, I knew exactly what his dad would look like. And I was right. His dad looks like a guy that would have a machete. Just like, to his credit... He was broken into once, and he said, from now on, I'm going to keep a machete and an unloaded pellet gun so this does not happen to me again. But his dad looked like a guy in North Carolina who had a machete. He was he totally embodied that look, you know?
I can't find a picture of the dad. But
I got one in my wallet. Hold on.
I mean, this is a lot to ask for a kid. First of all, it's scary. You're thrown in a closet.
Yes.
He's only how old?
11.
And
he's
then
11.
To swing the machete with the force to actually
right.
cause injury, because if you don't do it hard enough, this intruder is going to be mad
Very
and
angry.
He's going to kill you.
Right. I wonder if young Braden's attempt was to stop him or to kill him. Because a machete... That's a very potent weapon. You can do some serious machete damage. So I wonder if in his head is like, I just need him to. I don't want him here, so I'm going to let him know that. So you just do a, like an easy machete swipe.
I don't think anyone who's swinging a machete does it.
You're going full force.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to beep
Right.
You know,
right.
Like this wind up and just go.
Right. Right.
I think you're swinging it.
Intent to, if not kill, come close, right?
Just to disable him.
Although, wouldn't there be an adrenaline that would kick in with all that's going on? You go, wow, adult in my house who's not supposed to be here. I have to do whatever I have to do to let him know that this is to stop now. That's the way my machete attacks have always been.
Did you mention that the mom was listening into this?
On the phone. I was saving that for the surprise.
I'm sorry. That is freaky.
And the mom was listening on the phone. On the phone.
Jay, yeah. Are you Eddie or Jobo?
I'm both. I'm Edbo. I'm their son. I'm their love child. Yeah, that would be the way. Because if you're the mom, you're so helpless. All you can do is listen to this.
12 minutes.
And you hear, yeah, you're hearing all kinds of scrambling and machete sound effects. I can't do it. Yeah, you're hearing that. You're hearing that. One time many years ago, this is when Terry and I were just dating. We didn't even live together yet. She lived with a roommate of hers, a college friend. And she came home from work early. And she's talking to me on the phone, and she goes, wait a minute, hold on a second. So then she puts the phone down, and I hear her walk, and she goes, what are you doing? Hey, get out of here, get out. And she's screaming at somebody in the apartment. And I'm living 50 minutes away. There's nothing I can
do.
I'm trying to hang up the phone to call the police, call 911, and I can't because she placed the call. So at the time, the way phones were is whoever made the call, they have to be the one who ends the call. Like me just hitting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm trying to call the police. I can't undo the phone. I hear her yelling at somebody who's in the apartment.
Oh, my God.
But they're not supposed to be there. It turns out her roommate had a friend come and visit her at the restaurant she worked at. And she said, I have to work till midnight. Here's the keys to my apartment. I don't think my roommate is home. Just let yourself in. So this guy just opens the door and comes into the apartment. But Terry doesn't know that that's coming. But all you're doing is you're hearing from a distance on the phone, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
That's how Brayden's mother probably felt. And Terry didn't have a machete at the time. She returned
Although she got one after that, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, we bought her a nice one, a deluxe one.
Mother's Day machete?
Yes.
Yes. It was years later, of course. But.
The machete, it's called. It's from mothers who might be attacked. It's a preventative.
You are a marketing genius,
a preventative
I have to tell
measure.
You.
For moms that might be attacked.
All
right, a brave kid this
is. This is a brave kid, but...
Is he our kid of the week, or do we not do that segment?
Oh, my God.
I think... Oh, that's somebody... That's Steve's segment. Shoot. Man, he gets all the good segments.
So, I want to know how much damage this guy had.
Part of his head was missing. That's
yeah, but he
bad.
Left the hospital, so he couldn't
did.
Have been that bad.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's another... We only have a couple of minutes, but can I tell you another... intruder story?
Yes.
It involves another child. I have so many stories, all with intruders and children, Wendy.
All right, I'm game.
Do you remember we've talked about this made-for-TV movie? We've talked about it a couple of times, called Bad Ronald.
Yes.
This was the movie where a kid, Scott Jacoby,
yes.
The great Scott Jacoby, accidentally kills a neighbor child. Everything about this movie is really, really dark.
It's really creepy and good.
Scott Jacoby accidentally kills a neighbor child, and the mother, Kim Hunter, who we all know and love as Zira from the Planet of the Apes movies, she harbors him in her house. She takes a room, and she makes it so that you don't know this room in the house exists. She, like, panels it off, so it's like a hidden room within the house. But then she dies, and a new family moves in. And Bad Ronald, I think the mom only called him Ronald. I don't think the mom would call him Bad Ronald, but that was the name of the movie. Hey, Bad Ronald, what did you do today?
You're grounded, Ronald.
Get in the secret room that nobody knows about.
Until you're good, Ronald, you're going to be grounded.
So,
yeah, he was living within the walls.
He was living in the walls of the house, and then a new family moved in, and he had these little spy holes all over, and he'd spy on the family. Now, the weird part of that movie is, you'd have to load that room up with food for years.
Yeah.
Right? They don't really go into detail, but even as a kid, I'm like, well, Bad Ronald's going to, he's going to die of starvation.
He's going to be Hungry Ronald.
Hungry Ronald. So that would be a great sequel to Bad Ronald.
No,
Hungry
it really
Ronald.
Wouldn't.
So this actually happened in Tennessee to some extent.
Oh, really? I got to watch this movie again. I got to find it.
I can't find it anywhere.
It's on disc at Amazon, they say.
Is it? I would love to see it.
It was really good.
So
and
good.
Very creepy. Yeah, yeah, you can get it on Blu-ray for
$17.99
or DVD for $13.36.
The money is no object for Bad Ronald. I'd pay up to $10,000 to see it again.
All right.
Is it the director's
cut? I'll get it for $13.36 and you give me $10,000.
Right. I'm in. That seems like you're getting ripped off, I'll be honest.
Pippa Scott?
Pippa Scott is in it.
It's really a good movie.
Yeah. Yep. Here's the story.
We have time.
Yeah? It's all right.
And if not, we can finish it after the news.
A Tennessee man who police claim had been secretly living in the family's attic.
Oh, God. That's my worst nightmare. I'm going to check my attic when I get home. We've been there for 20 some years, but I got to be sure.
I always thought that these stories were fake. And then a friend of mine told me in California that happened on his block. That at night they would hear noises all the time, and they're like, you know, the typical, oh, it's just the house settling.
Yeah.
They would be laying in bed, and they would hear all kinds of shuffling in the house, and they would get up and walk around, and they didn't see anything. So they'd go, well, obviously, it's just the house is an old house. It's settling. And then it turned out there had been a guy up there living for an entire year.
That's freaky.
He was living in the attic for a year, and nobody knew it.
Well, why don't we take a break and do some news and then do that story?
All right.
And
it'll scare Kim Gordon. I don't want to scare Kim.
And then we're going to talk about something else that is brought to us by someone, right?
Disney World. Yeah, it's brought to you by the 60 Minute Men.
American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling.
All right, quick break. Then Kim Gordon has our news, and then more show coming your way. Right here,
Bill. I can see you down there.
Hi, Kim. Nice to see you. A listener, Matt Wendy, is coming to our rescue and sending us a copy of the movie Bad Ronald. That we can enjoy.
Where are we going to take turns watching it?
I'm not familiar with Bad Ronald.
Oh, Kim, you have to see Bad Ronald.
Okay.
It's so good. It was a made-for-TV movie in the 70s about a boy who accidentally murders a neighbor.
It was an accident. You're right.
It was an accident.
Okay.
And then the mother hides him in the house, and she creates a room in the middle of the house that you can't tell exists.
Okay.
But then she dies. And a new family moves in.
How long after was he hidden that she died?
A short time. Very short time. It's such a good movie. We've tried to get Scott
Jacoby.
And they didn't
get a scent? Like they didn't get a smell
well,
or a whiff?
There's a lot of weirdness because, number one,
He was alive.
Wait.
The neighbor kid had died. He accidentally killed a neighbor girl.
Oh, but he lived up there.
He lived. And the mom panicked and went, they're going to take Bad Ronald away.
Oh,
she didn't
right.
call him Bad Ronald.
Oh, okay.
Why would she call him Bad Ronald?
Because he was bad. He killed the kid.
He was a bad... Bad Ronald was bad.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about Bad Ronald. So she goes, I've got to hide Bad Ronald because they'll come and they'll take him to prison. So she creates a room. She makes this room in the house, but then she dies, right? But a couple problems. Problem number one, no food, not enough food
right.
for Bad Ronald to sustain himself. Also, I don't remember there being a bathroom in that room. It was just a bed... And some stuff. Some
All right,
Ronald.
You're thinking too much.
But if you're going to put a guy in a room for any length of time, you got to give him enough to survive.
I'm sure she built a toilet. And you don't know. There could have been a toilet up there already.
I don't remember seeing one.
Because it's not central to the story.
They should still show it just for people like
right,
me who are trying
like,
to figure out.
No,
Bad Ronald's not going
to
survive without
it. So what, did the mom take food up to him or something?
For
she
a
must
while,
have.
Yeah. Yep.
But then when she passed away, you know, I can't remember. Was Ronald just like going, hey, my stomach's growling. Where's mom?
Yep.
Or did he sneak out and see that she was dead?
Could he get out?
I think he created a way out somehow. But you would notice in your house if all of a sudden there was like a hole in the wall, you'd go,
right.
Wow, the mouse in this place must be gigantic.
Well, they patched it up.
They'd have to do it every time, though. Every time he came out.
I don't think he came out.
I think he did. Because didn't the new family have like teenage daughters and he was spying on them?
But I thought he was just spying through the...
I thought there was a time where he went and sat on their bed and stuff. Bad Ronald was bad.
That is like my worst nightmare. I think I told you guys this a while ago, that I used to have nightmares that somebody lived in my basement and I didn't know it.
That's so creepy.
But then this also kind of makes my... I don't know. Gives me sweaty palms because I always think of like Anne Frank and like how she was in hiding
right.
and how that worked.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it obviously is being hidden for
right.
totally different reasons, but
yes.
still.
Ugh.
I need to see the movie again because I'm a little unclear on.
We should rent out an amphitheater and have listeners come and we could all watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Bad Ronald Knight.
It'd be you and me sitting there and maybe Kim because she's a little curious.
The three of us.
Jasmine would probably come just to support.
As long as we have popcorn, I'm good.
First of all, I don't think Jasmine would do that.
I would come.
She would come.
I would.
Stay for the whole movie?
We'd have to buy her popcorn,
maybe
though.
Nick DiGilio could make this one of his movie nights.
Maybe. We can ask him.
He would be in on it because he's around the same age as us, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he would
younger.
Bad Ronald.
So this was made for TV. Was anybody famous starring in it?
Kim Hunter, who played Zira in the Planet of the Apes movies, was the mom. Scott Jacoby.
Was she married to Rod Stewart? No.
No, she was much older than Rod Stewart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rachel Hunter, you were thinking.
Rachel Hunter. Okay.
Right.
She's a model.
I knew there was a Hunter in there.
Yeah.
Kim Hunter and Scott Jacoby, who, if you saw him, you'd know
him. You'd recognize him. He looked like a young Steve Guttenberg, if you can imagine that.
Okay.
Said that on his business card. And if you look at IMDb, that's how you book him. It's a young Steve Guttenberg.
We need a young Steve Guttenberg. We'll get Jacoby. He'll do it. Is he still in the house? Is he still locked in the house? No, he's out now.
No, he's got to go to the bathroom.
Right. Wendy, we've tried to get him on the show a couple times over the years.
Why won't he do it? Add him to the list, Jack.
He has nothing to do with show business anymore.
Really? What's he, an insurance salesman?
I don't know what he does now, but there was a time his mom was like one of Hollywood's, when it came to child actors, she was like a top agent of child actors. Because he had a brother and a sister that were also actors. They were in a bunch of stuff. Wendy, you remember Billy Jacoby?
What was he in?
Not as much.
I do remember the name.
He was in a movie called Bad Wendell about a younger kid who had a tricycle accident.
This is going back to like Goofus and Gallant.
All right, there's who is Scott Jacoby dating?
Oh.
He's married to Lynn Jacoby. They've been married since 1985, so for 33 years.
Good for them.
Nice. That's why one reason what if that it lasted, because he's not in
He showbiz. Was born in Chicago.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is whodatedwho.com, which is a very popular website that I go to.
Have you been surprised at some of the results?
No. I'm embarrassed to admit where I am right now, but it took me there. He has been in two on-screen matchups, including Marilyn Jones in The Golden Girls and Rosalind Cash in The Golden Girls. But that was in the 80s.
Rosalind Cash was the woman from The Omega Man, I think.
You are just a wealth of information.
You've seen The Omega Man?
No relation to Roseanne and Johnny?
No. But I think Rosalind Cash, I think, was the woman in The Omega Man. I think.
I got to find out where he is.
He's so out of show. He's totally out of show business.
Well, if he's from Chicago, if any of his relatives are listening, give us a call.
Please.
We'd love to know what he's doing.
We'd love to
know what he's up to.
What if he's got a secret room, Kim, somewhere in the studio and we don't know
he's
in there?
He's been monitoring it. He's just been waiting for you to bring him up.
He'll just burst out.
And then he'll just come in the door.
Wouldn't that be fun? I hope that happens.
There's a yoga festival. Is he a yogi?
Jesus. Wow.
That was the best sound effect. Thank you very much.
But that's when you don't want to be good.
I just want to be the best I can be at anything.
Wow.
I think he's a yogi.
Really?
Gee, yogi.
This was the sixth annual. Oh boy!
Why are you equating him with that? What does it say?
Because I searched him, and it says that was
the last place he's been.
I don't have a date on here. That would be helpful.
Do you think that everywhere he goes, people recognize him from Bad Ronald? All these years later,
yeah,
like he just walks down the street and people are like, what are you doing out on the street?
People run from him because they think, you know, he's going to kill
Bad Ronald's loose again.
He was super cute, though.
Yeah, he was handsome.
But that was a really creepy role.
So he got away with murder.
He used to be like on episodes of, like, I remember him on Marcus Welby.
Yeah.
And maybe Owen Marshall, Counselor at Law.
Mm-hmm.
That type of show. He was always the kid that was in some trouble, but by the end of the episode, everything was fine.
He's 62.
Wow. Wow.
Was he
in my head, he's 18. He's 16
Eddie
or 18. No. He was very Gutenberg-y.
Okay.
Very Gutenberg-y.
He was good, but there's some other look that he had. It was
He had kind of a small afro. He was also in a movie or two with Jodie Foster, I remember, but I'm not sure which. But I, for some reason in my head, I'm seeing him with Jodie Foster.
Well,
does that make sense?
Your head.
Right.
Who wants to be there?
He's in a secret room in my head, Scott Jacoby. Anyway, the reason we bring this up, Kim, is in addition to the story we told about the boy who had an intruder come through the window and he attacked him with a machete, there's also a story in Tennessee about a guy that was living in a family's attic. But also this guy, who was 18 years old, had some sort of a weird relationship with the girl who lived in the house, who was only 14. So
that's weird.
That's every part of the story is weird.
Unacceptable.
Every part of the story is weird. I have to switch over to the Disney thing.
I think it's a good segue right now.
This would be the time. If you're going to segue, this would be the time. All right. So at insider.com, they have an article today about things that people did at Disney theme parks that they weren't supposed to do.
Oh.
And none of these are pleasant. I will warn you right now. In 2009, Wendy, a 60-year-old man was found guilty of groping Minnie Mouse while vacationing at Disney World.
That's someone's fantasy.
No, that happened. This happened.
No, but I mean, that's why it happened.
Oh,
somebody
this guy,
has been, yeah.
He's got a mini fetish.
Well, when I was a little kid, meaning a little fetish?
No, I meant a mini, like a Minnie Mouse fetish. Oh.
When I was a little kid and we were on the monorail going back to our hotel at the Contemporary,
yeah.
We saw Donald Duck dressed as Donald doing some not nice gestures.
What?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah. My parents were shocked. We thought it was hilarious.
Wow.
Was he doing something to himself?
No, it was just...
Was he
just
giving the webbed finger?
It was just, he was being inappropriate with women. Like,
really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Wow.
By the way, I have
to
tell you,
late at night. And
they're not supposed to do that.
I guess Donald was off the clock, but he wasn't out of... He was still being Donald.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's always seeming irritable, doesn't he, Donald Duck? I don't know why.
Because Mickey gets all the attention.
Yeah, there's that.
Scott Jacoby is the half-brother of Susan Jacoby, Billy Jane, Robert Jane, and Laura Jacoby.
Yeah.
So there is no Billy Jacoby.
Didn't you say Billy Jane?
Billy Jane, that's what his name is.
But that's the same guy. So his middle name, or maybe last name, is Jane. But Billy is Billy Jacoby.
Okay,
that's
but he goes
guy.
By William Jane.
Yeah, I think that's his middle name.
Well, that he's using it as his last name, and that's his half brother.
Maybe they're married to the mother. Married Thomas Jane, the actor. Is that possible?
I don't know, but is this Disneyland or Disney World? Because
the 60-year-old guy that was at Disney World. This was in 2009. A 60-year-old man found guilty of groping Minnie Mouse. The woman who was playing the Disney character said that the man grabbed her breasts and buttocks. At the time, she could not...
Breasts and buttocks.
That's not a Disney song. You have to do it to the tune of a Disney song.
Full of sugar.
Don't. Don't. At the time, she could do... She couldn't do anything because she had to stay in character. Wow. But then she reported the incident as soon as she could. The man was sentenced to supervised probation... And 50 hours of community service.
Wow.
Does it say that he did it on a dare or was
no,
drunk?
No, he was
or
just
something?
Doing it. He just, you know.
Just
Guys are nuts.
Yeah, obviously.
Guys are crazy. All right, here's one about, again, if you're just joining in, these are things that tourists have done at Disney theme parks that you're not supposed to do. Do you know what the Splash Mountain nickname is?
No.
No.
Flash Mountain.
Oh.
The reason being... At the end of Splash Mountain, when you're going down that giant hill,
they take your picture.
They take a picture, and then you can buy it in the souvenir shop for an incredibly low price.
Oh, I thought you meant people were lifting their shirts.
Well, they do
up.
When they're going down because they know they're getting their picture.
Oh, I'm doing that this next time.
You're not, and then you won't be asked back.
Right.
They
get kicked out.
They won't kick me out.
It's America's, it's the happiest place on earth. But this will make it even happier for some people. Other people will buy your souvenir picture. By the time you go there to claim your souvenir picture, it'll already be on eBay for $500.
It'll be on mugs, for God's sakes. Flash Mountain.
That's funny. I never thought about that, but
I never did either because I'm usually scared. I'm not scared,
but you're like, ah!
Yeah.
You're
maybe this
tight.
Will take away your fright because you'll have something to focus on.
Pulling your shirt up.
Right. Over the years, there have been a number of reports of people flashing the camera while on the Splash Mountain ride. In fact, the park created a cast member role to evaluate each picture and filter out the inappropriate images. So it's somebody's job.
So it won't be up there for you to purchase.
No, they'll see it and they'll go,
well
we
that's
can't
a waste
this.
Of my
Isn't
beauty.
Isn't that pathetic to have a job that's somebody's job?
Yes. Here's one. An intoxicated man snuck into the cast member tunnels in Epcot and hit three cast members with a riding vehicle. You know, underneath all the Disney parks, they've got this series of tunnels
so that they
can transport people. So he somehow broke into that and then stole a cart and ran into three cast members.
Whoops.
A woman found a loaded gun on a ride at Animal Kingdom after its owner accidentally dropped it. That's not good.
Mm-mm. No.
That isn't good. A man caused a disturbance at Disney Springs. That's one of the nearby hotels. After fighting with management about having to wait a long time for his food to arrive. That one's not terrible.
No.
I would imagine that happens quite often. A woman was accused of choking a teenager after the teenager blocked her view of the fireworks show.
Oh my God. What was 9 feet tall? I mean, fireworks are in the
right.
air. I mean, just look
you
up.
You wouldn't choke a kid over that.
Oh.
Wow.
That's pretty bad.
Here's a fun one. A man caused a hotel to go on lockdown. Now, they're showing a picture of the Contemporary. Oh, it is the Contemporary. This happened last year. A man caused a hotel, the Contemporary, to go on lockdown after telling people that there was an active shooter as a prank.
That's not funny.
That's
horrible.
When
was this?
Last year.
Why would you think that's funny?
In 2018, a 22-year-old reportedly ran up to guests at Disney's Contemporary Resort telling them that there was an active shooter on the premises, but there wasn't. The resort was soon put on lockdown. The man was reportedly trying to record their reactions as a prank so he could post the video on YouTube.
I was just going to say, he's probably a YouTube star.
Yep.
And I hope he was arrested.
He was arrested and charged with disturbing the peace.
Good.
And disorderly intoxication. Who would have guessed he was drunk?
Yeah.
Not me.
Shocker.
Not a chance. This according to the Florida Sun Sentinel. A tourist, now this one you kind of have to know what's going on to appreciate this. If you go to Epcot Center, one of the country pavilions is Mexico, and they have a model of an Aztec temple.
Right.
And the way that it's built, there's a series of very small steps going up, but you're not to climb those steps.
They're just for decoration?
It's for decorative purposes, but this guy climbed up all the way to the top.
My sister's ex-boyfriend's dad designed that.
Seriously?
Designed that Mexico.
That's excellent.
He's an architect.
It's really cool.
My little claim to fame from...
In 2015, a man climbed the Mayan temple in the Mexico pavilion. Someone caught this happening on video and posted it on Instagram with the caption, "We saw this tonight. This man is going to ruin Epcot for everyone." The man has still not been identified. Now, we only have time for one more, and then I'll tell you the backstory on this one. It says a woman reportedly dumped ashes in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland. The ashes, of course, of a loved
I'm
one.
I'm sure that happens all the time. Well, I know you're not supposed to.
Do you know where it happens every day in Disney?
Field.
Well, it happens at Wrigley every day. But on Disney property, what would make the most sense? Where do you think this happens every day?
In my fruit cocktail?
Yes.
In your Dole Whip?
Yes.
This
Dole Whip tastes a little ashy. What's going on?
Wait.
During the parade.
No.
There's got to be
When
obvious,
I tell you, it'll make perfect sense.
It'll be obvious. Like, the Haunted Mansion?
The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, God, yeah,
because the legend of the Haunted Mansion is that there's 999 ghosts, but there's always room for one more. So over the years, a whole bunch of people have said to their loved ones, "I love Disney. That's where I want. Please sprinkle my ashes there." So they get people all the time doing that.
Well, it's dark in there, so they can't see.
Right.
Dylan is 16, and I'm telling you, that's what he will want. And I said, please don't be thinking about that at 16. And on Father's Day, I asked the boys what their favorite moment was with Jim for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And Dylan's was the last time we went to Disney. they stayed super late, and they were the last ones in the Haunted Mansion. So at the very beginning, when the walls moved, Dylan read online that they should lay down. So they were the only two in there.
Oh, wow.
So they had to run it. So they just laid down, and it freaked them out. And it was over, the guide who was working there leaned right over their face and said, time to get up. And so he totally played along with them. And then I got goosebumps because that was kind of a sweet little Father's Day moment.
That's really
very nice. Kim, thanks for hanging out. And Bad Ronald, thank you for hanging out. We'll take a quick break.
I dated Bad Ronald.
Things off.
I didn't call him Bad Ronald.
No, just Ronald.
It's been a very fun day, Bill. Which mic are you on? You've kept me...
keep you guessing. I keep moving around.
Your voice sounded the same on every
microphone.
Like
a ninja. You don't even know it. I'm just... Where am I? Now I'm there. Now I'm over there.
I'm going to get my machete out if you don't.
Wendy, what about Machete Mondays, where every Monday we just do stories about machetes? Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't
people love that?
I'll put it as one of my code words in my Google searches.
That's fine. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, and it should be fun. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.